The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Sinn Féin MEP Lynn Boylan was leading a European Parliament delegation to visit Palestine as part of the Committee for Relations with Palestine, of which she is chair. Now, in order to travel into Palestine, she and her delegation had, of course, to fly through Israel. Upon landing, well, that's when the trouble started, and Lynn Boylan joins me now. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, who was in your group?
So there was the total group travelling was seven MEPs, and on the plane that we took, there was four of us, so two officials and myself and another MEP. So four travelled on a Brussels airline flight and three others travelled from their home countries, and we were due to meet then in Jerusalem.
So you fly into Ben Gurion Airport. What happened?
So we arrived in, we were greeted at the entrance of the plane by a number of security officials. They weren't identified as security officials, but they basically asked us all to follow them and took our passports and led us down to a security room where they had their own scanner and again proceeded to take then our phones, our iPads, Fitbits and all of our belongings from us. They weren't answering any questions, but they kept us there for about an hour and 40 minutes.
So two officials who are not politicians per se, they are to do, I presume, the bureaucracy of the committee. They were there with you and another MEP, and you are effectively detained by the Israelis. What happened then?
Yes, so as I said, they weren't answering our questions. They wouldn't give us back our phones or our devices. We didn't have any objection to our bags being put through scanners, as is the norm in airports. Usually, though, when you've landed, you don't have to do it a second time. But we were very concerned about the fact that they weren't answering any questions to us and also had taken these, and we couldn't see where they had gone with our belongings. So we had no idea we were all being deported until they effectively escorted us back to the same plane that we had come out on. But just for the way of background, past this mission, as you said in your intro, I'm the chair of the delegation. It's a cross-political grouping. There's MEPs from every group are members of the committee. We would have had to get permission from the very highest level of the parliament to make this trip. And then it would have been coordinated with both the EU embassy in Israel and the EU embassy in Palestine. They would have coordinated all of our movements with the Israeli authorities.
So the Israelis were well aware. I mean, this is not something that just cropped up at the spur of the moment. This was a long planned trip, and the Israelis had their cards fully marked on your proposed movements.
100%. And they, as I said, they had our flight details, they had our passport numbers, they knew where we were staying, they knew, you know, where we were going on each day, who we were going to be meeting with. Everything had been coordinated in advance. So if they had issues with individual MEPs as part of that delegation, there was also a list of substitute members. So they could have flagged and said, we object to this person travelling, send another name. They didn't do that. So they raised no issues or concerns with any of the MEPs that were travelling. And then, as you said, two civil servants were caught up in this, which my understanding is this has never happened before, that they have been refused permission into any country in the world.
Now, the explanation, I don't know whether even since then anything has been forthcoming, but the bizarre thing, and it's not something that is that unusual. I remember landing in Haifa for on a cruise ship. I was visiting Israel, and they took our passports from us, and they would be returned when you got back on the cruise ship. This was something they did. So you had your passports, even though these would be diplomatic passports, taken from you. And return to you when?
When we arrived back in Brussels. So again, they wouldn't answer questions when we said, they said, you'll get them back when you're on the plane. When we got onto the plane, the flight crew said, the pilot has your passports, and he's instructed to give them to the Belgian police, who will meet you when you arrive back in Brussels. And as you said, I was travelling on an Irish diplomatic passport. And the two officials who, you know, they don't represent political parties, they don't represent political values, they are literally just doing their job, and they were prevented from travelling as well.
And what happened to the other MEP, the French MEP of Palestinian origin?
So we were all, as I said, escorted back onto the same plane that we had come out on, but they made Rima to sit down the back on her own. But before that, they made us stand on the gate that brings you onto the plane, effectively where people would leave their buggies or bags that were being taken off them. So everyone knew we were the reason the plane was delayed, but also that we were surrounded by security. Like at one point, there was 20 security officials surrounding us and they were filming us the whole time. They then allowed members of the public to take photographs and to film us. And then we boarded the plane last. So as we boarded the plane, again, people on that plane were taking photographs of us, including of the civil servants. And then they told Rima she had to sit down the back on her own, to which point I said I would swap with her, and I felt it would be safer if I sat down the back because she's readily identifiable. And they said no, that they would contact security if I resisted making her sit on her own.
Anyone who's gone through Israeli immigration won't be surprised at how they operate, although this was clearly political. I mentioned my own experience getting off a cruise ship. MEPs refused entry to Israel. It seems now that Benjamin Netanyahu has Trump in his back pocket. He doesn't need Europe anymore, so he doesn't have to be nice.
Well, I suppose, Pat, the irony of this is that both the president of the European Parliament, Roberta Metsola, had a meeting with the foreign affairs minister in Brussels, the Israeli foreign affairs minister in Brussels, yesterday morning. And then in the afternoon, around about the same time as we were being escorted off a plane in Tel Aviv, the EU-Israel Association Council were meeting. And the statement that's come out of that was about strengthening partnership based on respect for human rights and democratic principles. And yet, at the same time, two officials and two elected representatives of those institutions were detained, had their phones and iPads taken off them for 2 hours, their passports taken off them for 7 hours, and then were deported back to Brussels and prevented from doing the job that they're elected to do, which is this delegation is supposed to scrutinise EU funding into Palestine. We're the largest international donor of aid, and also to facilitate dialogue. I mean, the role of the committee I chair is supposed to be playing a constructive role, in building towards it.
Do you believe that this was just an act of vindictiveness by Israel because of Ireland's stance recognizing Palestine and all of that, and maybe even signaling out Sinn Féin for its very strong stance on Palestine?
I don't think so. I actually believe it was more related to Ms. Hassan. But again, as I said, they could have stopped Ms. Hassan travelling at any point over the last number of months. If they wanted to target Sinn Féin and an Irish MEP, they could have done the same to me, or they could have deported me yesterday and allowed the others to continue to do their job. So the key priority for me now is this is about the role of the committee, which is an EU institution, to be able to do its job. And I'm calling on all of the EU officials to support our call to have this mission rescheduled. We need to go back into Palestine. We need to be allowed to do the job that we're elected to do on that committee. And I've wrote already to the Taoiseach and to the Taoiseach, one, flagging my concerns about the diplomatic passports, but also the fact that I want them at an EU level to be pushing for this mission to be facilitated. We can't have a situation where a so-called partner, which the EU considers Israel to be, blocking EU officials from doing their job.
Indeed. Sinn Féin MEP, Chair of the European Parliament Delegation for Relations with Palestine. Lynn, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.